very holy and famous person once said the following: "The language of the Trinity is song." And so today on Trinity Sunday, the language of the Trinity is song. I wish I could tell you who it was who said that. My app just didn't give me the answer to that. But I would take it a step further and simply say that God sang creation into being. God sang Jesus into the flesh that we all share with the incarnate Word, the second person of the Trinity. And I would say that Jesus sang love through his life. He taught us singing love, not love as a sentiment that cheapens the word love as it came from his lips, but love as an orientation to life, as the doing of justice, which is love spread to the common order, and love that seeks the good for humankind. Jesus sang love. He went to the cross singing love. He died singing love. He rose in silence. And so now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the song belongs to us. We are the ones who carry on the song, which is the love of Jesus. Thank you to Ken from a grateful diocese, a grateful cathedral, and a grateful denomination. Your gifts of devotion and dedication, your skills as a musician, your ability to bring people together in the timeless making of music is just incredibly astonishing. And so, as we honor Ken, let me have a moment to just reflect on 20 years of time. In the life of this cathedral, there have been four deans in that time. I was doing a count, and I count all bishops, Bishop Suffragan, assistant bishops who came and went in those 20 years, and there are 9 of us. And Ken worked wonderfully with all of us. And all of us are grateful for him. And so, in the power of the Holy Trinity, whose language is song, in the power of the Creator who sang the creation into being, in the name of Christ Jesus, the incarnate Word's song taught us, who sang his way to Calvary and sang his way to his death and rose in silence, now by the power of the Spirit, we continue that song. And so, Ken, on behalf of a grateful group of song makers and musicians of every kind, thank you for helping us keep that song going. Glory be indeed to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And thanks be to God for you, Ken, and thanks be to God for the Trinity.